Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Following the news of Dolly Parton's death, mourners headed to some of the many spots around town where Dolly's presence was known. Because the legend lived and worked here, she touched so many lives in Nashville. People gathered to tell their stories of When I Met Dolly. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney listened in at Dolly's studio on 12 South.
Tom Acapinti had a story about literally running into Dolly Parton. He used to be a songwriter at Tree Publishing back in the 80s when Dolly had just signed her catalog over to the company. And one day he's running out of the studio to go to a straight job, and he hit her with the door.
I was like, oh my God, I'm killed by Dolly Parton. She's laughing. I said, oh, I'm so sorry.
Then he proceeds to ask for her autograph, but he doesn't have a piece of paper or a pen. But Dolly is patient and waits. And eventually, she signs the autograph, and he asked her to address it to his mom. And then, years later, Tom sees Dolly again, this time at a chiropractor. And he goes up to her, he reminds her of the interaction, and he thanks her for being kind. And then Dolly says,
now, was the autograph for you? I says, no, I had you do it for my mom. She goes, well, I hope that she enjoyed it. And I said, well, actually, my mom called me up and said, who the hell's Dorothy Parker? At that point, Dolly falls on the floor in this office, and she's laughing.
Afterwards, Dolly came back up to Acapinti, and she thanked him for giving her such a big laugh, and she said that it made her day.
And it was like we were friends.
Yeah.
She had this innate ability just to make you feel like you were the most important person she was talking to at that point, and you mattered.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
If you have a When I Met Dolly story, tell it to us. Leave a voicemail at 615-760-2000. You'll find many remembrances of Dolly on our social media site or on this episode, today's episode of This is Nashville. You can find that at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. What I'm about to make it work without you.